good morning. It is Tuesday.
Oh, hey, I'm here.
Welcome to it.
Good morning.
August 6th.
Oh, August 6th.
I can't believe it's already August, man.
Me either. It kind of happened fast. Don't you remember? Oh, I guess you kind of like fell asleep for New Year's, but I remember New Year's.
Yeah, this is happening very quickly and I don't like it. Mm. However,
okay.
The faster we move, the faster we get to August 19th.
Whoa.
Right?
Well, they can't really like speed up time.
I can't speed up time. However, August 19th is approaching. August 19th.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. You're just going to have to wait and find out.
Aww.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
New Music Tuesday, which was prepared by Mateo before he left, actually.
Wow.
Matt Lott from House of Heroes. He wanted to continue.
New Music Tuesday with Mateo.
Pretty much. So he was like, dude, here, I'll prepare it. Because he really, really enjoyed the music aspect, I think, of being here because...
He got to play whatever he wanted.
He's got a lot of cool friends and cool bands.
He does. He does. He provided some pretty decent New Music Tuesdays.
Yeah. One of which being, I never knew this, Josh, the drummer from 21 Pilots, mm-hmm. one of the two members of 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
Former Waverly drummer. He stayed at my house before. I had no idea.
That's really cool.
So those guys are playing Conan O'Brien this Thursday. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
They're like blowing up,
no,
man.
No, they're really good.
I was talking to Teo, asking him whether or not he was bummed. And he's, of course, just stoked for his, success. But he started off in House of Heroes, actually. And then moved on to Waverly and then started this little band called 21 Pilots.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So it was... It's interesting because Mateo's doing the very opposite. Started with Waverly, moved on to House of Heroes. That's it.
He could just start his own band.
So those guys gearing up for a tour. Actually, they are going to be in Columbus today, practicing up for their big tour and getting ready for that. Playing some shows. They're teaming up with Five Iron again.
I know. They're going to be very close to New Mexico, but not in New Mexico.
Not close enough. Who knows? Someday.
I just need someone to tell them that I'm all out of vacay and I don't have money.
Vacay.
Vacation.
I'm
time?
All out of vacay, bruh. I'd really
isn't
like
that,
to
isn't
see
that what you call it?
Vacay.
Isn't that what you call it?
I just call it vacation.
Time.
I'm
vacay.
All out of vacay time, bruh.
Okay, well, I say vacay. I've all always right. said that.
I think I just say time off. I'm all out of time off.
I'm all out of vacay.
Vacay.
And
how hipster of you? It's good.
I'm pretty sure that's what ADP, the little thing that we have to clock in, says.
That's because there's not enough letters.
Right. So I'm like, oh, that's what it's called.
So our clock-in system is hipster. It was hipster before everybody else. It did the shortened letter thing.
No, I would have called it that even if I hadn't seen it.
It is Tuesday. We got New Music Tuesday today. I'm excited. A lot of great new music. Some unreleased music that never hit.
Ooh.
Yeah. That we will be premiering today, as well as a Culture Shock. Some brand new stuff from Walk the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that.
I remember this New Music Tuesday now.
Gonna be a good morning.
Yes.
Coming up at 6:45, of course, birthdays. You can get your birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com if you would like to shout out to somebody this morning, or you would like us to.
We can do that. However, we will not call them.
No.
Because that happened once.
Some big tours were announced recently, including Amberlin.
Woo! Okay.
Playing with the Maine.
All I have to say is October 2nd.
Yeah, about time.
Ugh.
It's going to be a very, very ginormous week for Static Radio.
October 2nd?
Yeah. Week up.
Gosh, you have so many secrets for me right now.
I have so many!
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Because
why?
It's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Gearing up for some breaking news here in a few moments, so I thought I would hit you with my own.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I think it's good news. Star Wars fans, ABC television executives are talking with George Lucas about making TV shows. Hold that. TV shows, plural.
What?
Based on characters from the Star Wars franchise. This according to the president of Disney's ABC Entertainment Group. Quote, we've started conversations with them. I have an inkling in my mind, but they have a lot on their plate. Now, we know Disney bought Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
For $4.1 billion.
Yeah, that dude doesn't need to do anything else.
We already know there's another Star Wars film on the way. And a couple more after that.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple more after that.
Probably.
Now, I'm going to ask a legitimate question. In nerddom.
Oh, so not to me.
I'm a crazy Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a crazy comic book fan.
Okay.
Are we going to be oversaturated with comic stuff and Star Wars stuff?
Here's what I think is going to happen.
Is that possible?
One, yeah, they're going to ruin it.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's Disney.
They're going to...
How can they ruin things?
Have they ruined anything before?
What do you
before?
Mean, Lone Ranger? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I read this yesterday, and I think I got excited, but then I immediately was like, huh. They're making multiple TV shows, or they'd like to. They're in talks to develop multiple Star Wars TV shows based on characters from the Star Wars universe. This fall, S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., new Marvel TV show coming out, which will kind of... It'll be in the same universe as
What's
Avengers.
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Wait. What?
Can tell you another secret? I didn't know who Thor was or what's his face, that
Gosh,
like
you
shirt
evil
that you
and
have.
Awful and evil.
That shirt that you have?
Awful.
That shirt that you have, that, like the evil. Green thing? Well, I've never even seen that movie.
The Green Lantern symbol?
That one, yeah. I don't know any of those until the movie comes out. And then I probably won't even see it for a while. Like
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Like, okay, you don't have to tell me anything about S.H.I.E.L.D. because I'm sure I'll see a show or a movie about it.
You've seen multiple movies with S.H.I.E.L.D. in it.
What movie?
Have you seen any of the Iron Mans yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Just one? Are there two? Is this
There's
like one?
Three,
There's
bro.
Three? Oh.
There's
oh,
three
oh.
Iron Man movies.
No, I have not. I have not seen any of the Iron Man movies.
Have you seen Thor?
Yeah.
Okay. You know Agent Coulson?
Which one's he?
Remember how they get the hammer in the beginning? I'm trying to put it in like layman terms. You know, the hammer, the
yeah.
big hammer thing.
Yeah.
It falls to Earth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's all those agents
yeah.
around it, and Agent Coulson is there, and they try and subdue Thor. And Agent Coulson was also in, did you see, he wasn't in Cap, actually.
Oh,
did
I
you
saw
see Captain
that.
America?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the end, Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson comes in, and he's
yeah.
like, hey, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
And then in Avengers, how there's all those agents at the beginning, and they're at S.H.I.E.L.D. like headquarters, and then the helicarrier where everybody's
it's
dressed
a
alike.
Headquarters, yeah.
And it's like S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. It's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Got it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. So it's like the
S.H.I.E.L.D. is not
special,
a person.
It, no.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's got
is
a really
not
long, it's an acronym, actually. It's
yeah,
got
I know
a really
that now
long
that I know, that's okay. what I'm imagining.
The TV show comes out in like weeks on ABC with Agent Coulson, who ate it in Avengers and somehow is back, and they're gonna explain that.
Oh, of course they're going to explain that.
It's in the world of Avengers and everything. Why am I having to explain this? How did you not
and
know
why
this?
Why are you playing Star Wars?
Because you
this?
Are the evil emperor of not cool.
Take that back.
Never, because you don't know things. How did you not know they're making a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
Well, I'm sorry. I was in
You're
Mexico.
You're my co-host. I've known about this for like a year.
What does
We've
that say?
We've seen trailers together.
I'm sorry.
I've been like nerding
does,
out on this.
What does that say about you being my co-host?
It means you obviously don't care about
it
things
means
I
that
care
you
about.
Do not educate me at
properly.
All.
Okay.
Properly.
Okay. Touche. S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out. Possible multiple Star Wars television shows as well, and I feel like my age group is just oversaturating everything with all things we thought were cool when we were a kid. So I
this
don't know
happen.
If this is
this
a good thing
happen.
Or a bad
and then
thing.
Everyone's like, oh, I have money to do this now. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I'm excited and yet nervous and excited and yet just more nervous, I think.
Yeah, you should be.
Ah!
Because it's going to be ruined for sure.
We'll see what happens. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I can post a link to this article if you'd like to interject some thoughts on whether or not this is a good idea. But in the meantime, it's 6:30, which means...
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I have some important information.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Oh, man.
One of the most compelling Tumblr blogs right now is Life of a Stranger Who Stole My Phone, which follows the adventures of Hafid, a resident of Dubai, entirely through the photos he's taking on an iPhone he allegedly stole from a beach in Ibiza, Spain.
No way.
Hafid neglected to turn off the photo upload function in Dropbox, the file sharing app, which means that every time he takes a photo, the original owner of the iPhone gets a copy of it on her computer. And he's taking the best revenge possible and she's taking the best revenge possible by turning those pictures into an ongoing blog of Hafid's macho style challenge life.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Let me see. The original phone owner explains, 5 hours after me and my friends landed in Ibiza, the four of us found ourselves... Nope, can't read that.
Why not?
Because I can't.
Why not?
But they got...
Let me guess. They drank too much. Exactly. That's what happens.
Skinny dipping in the sea.
They left their phone on the shore.
On the deck about 10 meters away.
Yeah.
And then when they got out, everything was gone.
Exactly.
But
see,
do not worry.
What happens.
Do not worry because Hafid is being... Everyone's watching on
I
want
to know, I would love to see this blog.
Life of a Stranger Who Stole My Phone.
I want to check it out, mostly because what I want to do is wait for the day when he finally takes a photo and it uploads immediately and someone's like, I'm in that area.
Exactly.
This is like 24, but way less cool. Or like Homeland, but really way less cool. Life of a Stranger Who Stole My Phone. I love this idea.
Tumblr.
Good blogs.
Yes. All right. Oh, that's yours. Nope.
Ah, yes. Good news, people with chocolate allergies. They found the reason why it's so. Most people who are allergic to chocolate aren't having a reaction to cocoa or any of chocolate's other official ingredients. No. The flare-ups are most likely triggered by the ground-up cockroach parts you are ingesting. Yes, those delicious cockroach parts.
Oh.
The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts.
No, it does not.
The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect parts.
No.
Anything less than 60 insect pieces per 100 grams of chocolate is deemed safe for consumption by the FDA. That's the Food and Drug Administration.
I'm so mad.
Allergists say that most foods contain natural contaminants aside from chocolate. Cockroach parts also make their way into peanut butter, macaroni, fruit, cheese, popcorn,
fruit,
and wheat. The roach bits can affect people with asthma, as well as causing migraines, cramps, itching, or hives in people who are allergic to them.
That's everything I've experienced.
Let me just say that again.
48 hours.
You're eating cockroach parts. If you eat peanut butter, macaroni, fruit, cheese, popcorn, and wheat. So, Mitch, just to let you know, you are constantly eating cockroach parts.
Guess who's never eating again?
Yeah! Cockroach parts in your food, girl. Cockroach parts everywhere.
My tummy box hurts so bad.
Stever.
You can really taste the bugs.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Good news, everybody.
Okay, why is it in fruit? How is it in fruit?
I don't know. That's what they say, according to the FDA.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Some pretty good stuff right there.
Ugh. Breaking news. I'm not quite over this yet. Ugh. Repairs have started after Britain's biggest ever fatberg was removed from a London sewer.
What's a fatberg?
The fatberg was the size of a double-decker bus.
What's a fatberg?
What's a fatberg, you might be asking? It's a mass of festering food fat mixed with wet wipes and sanitary products.
Oh,
in this
my gosh.
Case, it was a 15-ton mass.
Yes.
Oh.
It was the size of a double-decker bus.
And it was just food fat?
Just food fat and sanitary wipes.
Yeah.
Sanitary products and wet wipes.
Mm-hmm.
A supervisor says, We've never seen a single congealed lump of lard this big clogging our sewers before. And
dude, somebody needs to call Paula Deen and pass that off so she can get to cooking.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, no.
You know what
wet
I'm
wipes
saying?
And sanitary products. If they hadn't discovered it in time, raw sewage would have started spurting out of the manholes across town.
Gross, dude. That's epic.
The size of a double-decker bus.
That's amazing.
And that's your breaking news.
In other news, cockroach bits are now in chocolate, popcorn, peanut butter, fruit, macaroni and cheese.
Oh my gosh. What? Explain to me.
Pad Thai.
No, stop. Explain to me.
Yogurt.
What? How they are in fruit.
Cream cheese.
You're
French fries.
You're making things up.
French toast.
You're making it up.
Toast in general.
You're making it up.
I can't believe it's not butter because it's cockroach bits. It's pretty great. Aren't you stoked? You cannot escape cockroach bits. And if you have a food allergy, chances are it's not the food itself. It's the cockroach.
Oh my gosh. I can't eat.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family. On Static Radio.
It is way too hot in here.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm sweating. Girls don't even do that, and I'm sweating.
Yesterday, I had to wear a hoodie because it was, like, cold in here.
This room is straight up bipolar.
And I think, yeah, truth. I think what happened is it just decided, since yesterday was so cold, today they'd kick on the heater.
Yeah, to make up for how cold yesterday was. Just to make up for it.
Dude, it's crazy hot in here. So if we fall asleep, like, you know, in those crazy movies where they, like, stick you in a room and it's like you're about to be interrogated, and so they turn up, like, the heat and make it all crazy so you're uncomfortable. Is that what they do, or do they make it cold?
I think they'd make it really hot.
Okay.
But I,
if
like,
it's really
freak out
hot,
and panic.
I usually just get lethargic and fall asleep. It's so hot. I feel like if it's cold, I'm, like, more alert, and I'd be like, what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never, like, interrogated anybody before.
You've
so.
Never been interrogated either. So
yeah.
Maybe someday you'll find out.
It is 6:45. Good morning, Stever.
Morning. Open the door.
Yeah, okay, that'll work great on live radio.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of people walking around over here. You notice when you get to the end of the studios, it's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine out there.
Yeah. Because of HAL and Skynet and all the crazy Terminator technology we have back here.
It's true.
We have machines everywhere that
it's
are
true.
Slowly...
You think he's jesting.
Slowly killing us.
He's, he jest not.
I jest not.
All right, it's 218th day of 2013. Man, we are moving on. It's August 6th.
Yes.
There are 147 days left in this year, so... Make it a good one.
I will.
Still time.
Make it a good one.
So about one third of the year left.
Yeah.
All right. I doubt that either one of you would probably know this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Because it's it is what it is. Also from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Melissa Joan Hart. Maybe the
world is blind.
Wow.
Well, that was really fast.
This is... Soleil Moonfry?
Nope.
Did she change her name from whatever you said it was?
No.
Nope.
No, Soleil Moonfry is...
Is she one of the aunts? Because there were two aunts.
She's the gal who played Punky Brewster. Oh, I'm looking. No, that's her name when she was a little girl, too.
She was in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
That's what
show?
It says.
Huh. Punky Brewster. Okay, she is...
60, nope.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I was going to say 42. She is not in her 60s. Punky Brewster?
Nope.
You don't know who Punky Brewster is?
I don't want to talk about this right now.
I'm going to say 42.
68.
37. Wow.
And now I need to look it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I assume that she had to be like 6-7 years older than me, 8 years older than me.
Who is that?
Wow. Punky Brewster, dude.
Moving on.
Is it like that?
Former center.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
The Admiral.
Oh, David Robinson.
David Robinson for the San Antonio Spurs, former center. That's
yes,
his
dude.
Birthday.
That's awesome.
He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. I'm going to say 51.
54.
48.
Oh, wrong.
Youngster.
He is.
All right. From, this is, actually not the music from, but it's, if I played the music from Star Trek IV, you'd go, what is this? Star Trek IV from The Voyage Home, exclusively in this Star Trek movie. Not
is that the one with the stupid whales?
Yep.
Is it the chick?
Yep. Also, the mom in Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, that was what else she was from.
Oh.
I don't know her
Catherine
name.
Catherine Hicks.
Catherine Hicks!
She's actually going to be in a movie coming out this year, Cowboys and Indians.
Oh.
Have no idea. Have
she
no idea.
She is 54.
59.
62.
Oh, wow.
And I could go get music for this next one, but we'd all be going, I have no idea what music that is. From The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable.
Bruce Willis.
And The Village.
It's the director.
And Signs. M. Night Shyamalan. It's his birthday.
Can I just say Unbreakable?
And this is going to be one of those ones. This is going to be one of those ones where you're like, I have done nothing with my life.
Yeah, he's like in his 30s for sure. 38.
Dang it. 39.
43.
Oh, okay. I still got time. Sometime.
You do. A little bit.
A little bit.
There's no hope for me.
There's none. I'm sorry.
It's over.
Actually, there's a blessed hope.
Yes.
That's a way better hope than directing
Amen.
Crappy movies.
Spice Girls, Sporty Spice, Baby Spice.
Wow.
Posh Spice. Victoria Beckham.
Scary Spice. Mel B.
Emma. Jerry.
It's Jerry's birthday.
Which one was that?
Jerry Hollowell.
Ginger.
Ginger Spice.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
My past.
No.
Go, Mitch.
Oh, I don't know the one. Now don't go wasting
my precious time. This
Get
is
your
terrible.
Act together, we will be just fine.
All right, so.
You know, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell you what you want.
Steve-O, tell her what you want.
I want her to shut up.
Singer Jerry Hollowell's birthday today.
43.
46.
41.
Ah.
41.
Because friendship never
Oh my gosh,
ends.
It does if you keep singing his song.
Okay, there you
friendship
go.
Friendship will end, bro. Oh.
Okay, from Alias and Grey's Anatomy. More Alias. Lauren Reed on Alias was the character.
That was the character?
And
on
Dr.
Alias?
Sadie Harris on Grey's Anatomy about 8 or 10 episodes or something like that.
Dr. Harris. I don't remember Dr. Harris.
Melissa George celebrating a birthday today.
No clue.
Yeah, me neither. She's in some horror movies too, I think.
Okay, so she is 40.
38.
365 days from now, she'll be 38 years old. Or young, I guess.
So close.
All right, we're 2 dates.
No!
Yeah, pretty much.
It's terrible.
Pretty much. On this date,
no, don't know what.
The Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia.
That's where they figured everything out for America.
And they began to debate a draft of the U.S. Constitution.
And then
on this date in what year?
They got
1774.
So, like, we're getting the country, y'all. And they partied way too hard. And somebody cracked the bell. And they're like,
no.
Who's going to tell George? You just cracked a bell.
I got to touch the Liberty Bell.
Are you out of your mind?
You know, before they enclosed it in glass.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to touch the bell.
So what did you say?
1774.
1775.
1787.
What? I'm so confusing. What?
1776 was when we began.
First they got the country, and then they said, we need a constitution.
I guess that makes sense.
We're backwards.
Okay.
Man, you guys.
You don't pre-plan? Our forefathers didn't pre-plan?
That's why I'm at...
Yeah, you pre-plan. You just, like, expect that, hey, we're going to get this nation.
Okay.
So let's get that constitution
ready?
Together.
Ready?
Yes.
Another year.
Okay. Billie Jean.
No. On this date, on this year,
convicted murderer William Kemmler became the first person to be executed.
Why is this music
in
playing?
The electric chair?
What is this song? What is this song?
As he was put to death at Auburn State Prison in New York.
Oh my gosh!
What year, Steve-O?
I don't know, but I guess you could say he took a stroll down Electric Avenue.
Oh my gosh.
Electric Avenue.
Yep, got it.
19 electric chair. So obviously
70s, 80s, 90s.
19
maybe
79.
19.
Okay, this was the first person to be executed in the electric
60s?
Chair.
I don't know. Did they have electricity in the 60s?
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just assumed that they would. Okay, first person ever?
64.
1952.
1890.
Oh my gosh.
Those 1890ians were messed up.
They really were.
Man!
How could we do this?
Gosh.
All right, I got one more, actually. It's a couple. It's National Root Beer Day, Root Beer Float Day.
Is it National Turn on the Air Conditioner Day?
National
No,
Root Beer
not.
Float Day. Let's see, what other day is it? Today's the Fresh Breath Day, so
that's good.
Eat your mints.
Yep.
And it's Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Hey, wiggle your toes.
Along with, and Steve-O, you'll probably take part in this.
It's National Get on Cops Day.
Sexual. Tonight's National Night Out Against Crime.
Oh, dude, I'm dressing up.
Introduction of National Night Out, America's Night Out Against Crime in 1984, began an effort to promote involvement in crime prevention activities, police community partnerships, neighborhood camaraderie, and send a message to criminals, letting them know that neighborhoods are organized and fighting back.
That's cool.
So if you see a bunch of people sitting out at the park, just kind of hanging out tonight. That's probably what's going on.
Last night, I had a dude across the street who owns a dune buggy decide that it was a perfect chance for him to ride it around the neighborhood at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And it was so loud!
Why would he do that?
So I walked outside just to see what was going on because it sounded like this old explosion of crazy, but it was just his engine because there's no frame. It's a dune buggy.
Yeah.
He's riding it around the neighborhood. It's like, oh! Thank you for not being really annoying and waking my children up! Thank you!
What time of the night?
It's like 10.
242 cops.
Yeah, I know. But
you have to wonder, does that work?
It works.
Yeah, it does.
The question is, here's the question.
You know how it works? You know how it works really, really good, Mitch?
How? Works real good.
You know, people are out at the park after hours, and you call 242 cops, and they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing good happens at a park after 10 o'clock. Right?
Here's the question.
And they say, are they doing anything wrong? What are they doing? No, it's after whatever, and they shouldn't be there. It causes problems. And then they start questioning, like, you calling, and then I go, should I go out there and confront them? And then they'll usually say, no, don't do that. We'll send someone over to ask them to leave.
Because I've called 242 cops when my neighbor would not stop playing music at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like,
oh, see,
really,
3
really
o'clock
loved.
In the morning is, to me, 10 o'clock wasn't like, oh, I'm calling the cops. It was just like, man, you're annoying. But
yeah,
totally
but
not worth wasting
work.
My evening to call the cops. And yeah, he eventually went in.
No, that woman did not turn off the music.
Oh, you mean the 3 a.m.
3 a.m., she did not turn off the music, and no one went over to stop her.
Dun, dun, dun. That's when you go over and very kindly go, hey, as much as I love Billie Jean and
Prince. No, she was playing a
Prince,
lot of good music.
Oh, well, see, then
it
there
was
you
all
go.
Good music.
Soundtrack
However,
to your dreams.
I was like, hey, 242 cops, do you want me to be a productive member of society? This woman needs to shut her music off, otherwise I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
But she didn't, and I still showed up to work.
Good job, you.
Joke's on me.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
What's up?
Hey.
Bagel Mouth!
That's me.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Just after 7 o'clock.
T-minus 45 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. I'm pretty stoked.
What? This
one
by
sweet.
Mateo.
Hey, we've been getting a lot of questions on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio about our towers in, let's see, Grants, Hobbs, Artesia, Las Cruces. We have notified our engineers. They are working on it. So if you're listening through the app and or through Facebook itself, sorry you can't listen in your car.
Yeah.
But you can if you got the app.
It's true. If you have a smartphone and like or just a iPhone.
Any smartphone.
Really?
I don't know.
No, not
the
any smartphone.
Droid Market App Store.
Yeah, is that what they call it? The
Static
Droid Market?
Radio. Yeah, it's the market. Take it to the Droid Market.
Something like that.
No clue.
You can download our app.
That's right.
And if you cannot hear us right now, you do not know that.
You do know not. Yeah, that's true. But you could be streaming. They could be streaming us. Come on.
That's true.
Speaking of droids, we posted the article on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. ABC in talks to develop multiple Star Wars TV shows.
Yeah.
Multiple.
I have to wonder how that's actually going to work out.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about this because I really, really want to be stoked, but at the same time, I can't help but feeling like
I'm gonna do what I always do when you talk about Star Wars. I try to put it in Harry Potter terms because I really enjoy Harry Potter. They finished all the movies.
Yeah.
There's no more.
Right.
They've promised to not make any more. But if they were like one day, like, you know, we want to document the life of Ron Weasley. We're going to make a TV, a BBC series out of it. And
with Ewan McGregor starring as a grown-up Ron Weasley.
Or just Rupert Grint, because he's growing up too.
Yeah,
so, okay. Rupert Grint is playing Ron Weasley, and he's married to Hermione, who is Emma Watson.
Okay.
And we're going to have this awesome TV show. Would I watch it? I might, but I probably wouldn't be too stoked, because they're probably going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, eventually going to ruin it.
Okay.
No thanks.
Stever.
Hey, encouragement.
Yeah.
No, is this live action they're talking about?
Yeah. Well, multiple. So ABC could be.
I thought they did a pretty good job with the Clone Wars,
they
right?
They did a really good job. Unfortunately, that was Cartoon Network. And so once they were purchased, they.
But
have
someone
like
did do
final,
a good job.
Someone did do a fantastic job. Yes.
All right.
No, that's good. You make a good point. Make a good point.
Okay, well, we'll
we
see.
We shall see what the future holds for Star Wars television.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Welcome.
It's about time.
Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
Oh, you know, just kicking it.
Yeah?
Trying not to be irate with former mustachers.
You consider yourselves one of them?
I am. I'm part of that club.
Of the former
when you
mustachers.
Grow a fantastic mustache, you immediately become part of a very cool, awesome club.
Can I be a part of that
called the former
club?
Mustachers. Yeah, you can, because you grow a pretty sweet mustache.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You set yourself up for that one. Don't give me sad face.
I didn't give you sad face, because I can grow a pretty sweet mustache.
Oh, no, J.O. Party.
So gross.
J.O. Party in a lot of trouble, also known as Jeopardy. Thomas Hurley III appeared on Jeopardy, and since then, people have been slightly irate. I actually have the raw audio of his appearance on J.O. Party.
Okay, I want to know what he did to make you so upset.
Well, it's Young Jeopardy. It's when kids go on, uh-huh. And, you know, hey, cool, Young Jeopardy for Final Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
They had a question. You know, they write it down and then they go to each person.
Yeah.
He's the second one. I've got the audio, so let's check this out.
Lincoln this year, it would have been a big help to you. Shuli, we come to you first. You were in third place with 6,400, and you wrote down as your response, "What is the Second Amendment?" No,
that's wrong.
Sorry, that's going to cost you how much? 3,200.
Oh, that's not bad.
You're
right?
Down to 3,200.
Okay, then they go to
Thomas Hurley now. He had 9,600, and he wrote down. What is the emancipation? Well, because he misspelled it badly. Emancipation. You put a P in there. Proclamation. That's unfortunate. The judges are ruling against you, so it's costing you how much? 3,000. You drop down to 6,600. Now, as most of our viewers know, the games are put together long before we know who the contestants are going to be. And all of a sudden, we have a young man named Skyler Hornback, who seems to have a great interest in the Civil War. Let's see if he came up with the Emancipation Proclamation. He did, and it is spelled correctly also in his wager.
What?
Oh, my God. $30,000.
Anyways, that's not important. So the little kid that won, it wouldn't have changed the outcome, but the second kid who spelt Emancipation Proclamation, well, you heard Alex Trebek say, oh, because it's spelled so badly? That? Oh, that's why? Okay, yes, sorry. You put a P in there, which actually no one's commented on. The P's supposed to be in there. The T is what's not supposed
to
be in there.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, because I'm like, Emancipation.
Smarty Alex Trebek. But then the last kid who got it right, he made sure that he noted that, oh, and you spelled it correctly. Well, since then, Twitter was full of rage and hatred towards good old Alex Trebek. One person said, I was pretty upset. I couldn't believe he had treated this kid this way. The kid himself, Thomas Hurley, said, I was cheated out of the final Jeopardy question. It was a spelling error. You know, having gotten it correct, it wouldn't have made a difference in the outcome. However, people have come out of the woodwork. On Twitter, someone said, he's 12. Give the kid a break. Now, of course, Jeopardy came out and said, hey, if we were to give credit for an incorrect response, however minor, the show would effectively penalize the other players. But Hurley's mom was stunned by the loss. She said it was hard to watch. He was so embarrassed.
Because he had the right answer.
He, of course, immediately walked up the stage and bawled his little
eyes
out.
Yes, I would have. I would have started right there on stage.
And you got Emancipation.
Emancipation.
Okay. Oh,
unfortunately,
because
you
spelled
exist.
It so badly, dummy. Oh man, sorry. That's going to cost you $3,000. Going to think about that T for the rest of your life. And next we go to this kid. Oh, he spelled it correctly. Even that's
that
good.
That is literally going to
see what
haunt
happens,
him.
Kid. When you spell things correctly, you're a winner. Loser, kid. I don't know. Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal?
You know, he's never going to forget how to spell emancipation. That's for sure.
People are going crazy on Twitter. A lot of them I honestly can't read on the air against Alex Trebek.
I feel bad for that little kid.
Yeah, some people are coming to the defense of Alex Trebek and saying, hey, was misspelled.
He was following the rules. It was misspelled. However, the way he worded it was so poor. It was sad. It was so sad what he said to that little boy just now, because he's going to remember that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he said it was just upsetting to have lost that way. I don't know why it would have counted as a wrong answer, because it cost him $3,000. That was $3,000 that his family does not have, of course, after taxes and everything. That's like
$1,200.
It's like $12. However, 505-338-3700. If you missed it, we can post the video up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thoughts? Hello?
You have to turn.
Oh, I got
to
turn that on.
And I also wanted to say there is pink insulation all over I-25 throughout it going north, and it looks like cotton candy out here.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, I felt like it was a Homer moment where he's going through that chocolate land and biting the bunny's ears off.
Which he's got to be careful, because as we learned this morning, there's cockroach parts in
all
chocolate.
Over that.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome.
Watch out.
Welcome.
Bye, y'all.
All right. 505-338-3700. That was totally.
Yep. I totally heard everything he said.
Oh, J.O. Party. Alex Trebek, he's in a lot of trouble, unfortunately, because of this. And I'm like 50-50. Seeing it, of course, the news immediately spins it like, it's evil. And I watched the video yesterday, and I was like, that was lame. If it was my kid,
lame.
I'd be pretty bummed. However, he did spell it incorrectly. I know my son, he had a spelling bee this year, and he was in third grade this last year, and it was all the way up through fifth grade, and he was one of the top three finalists, and so it was like a big deal, third grader, and it got down to it, he missed a word, and I know he was like pretty bummed, but I also know he'll never misspell the word ever again.
Yeah.
So we were actually talking about it just last week. So
you know, for me, I was in a spelling bee, and I either got second or third place. I can't remember. I misspelled a word, and I really wish I knew what word it was.
Really?
You don't remember? No.
Oh, I remember. The one spelling bee I ever took part in, when I spelt a very easy word wrong and then cried for the rest of the day because I was like, I'm such an idiot. A pawn. A pawn. Like once upon a time.
Did you say
granted,
A?
Granted, I was in second grade. This one's easy. A pawn. A-P-O-N. A pawn. Boom! Nailed it! Oh, that's wrong? Okay. All right. I'll go back to class now. I think I was mostly bummed because I had to go back to class.
At least you got to class for that.
It wasn't so much that I spelt the word wrong. That's a magical, tricky word.
See,
a pawn.
A pawn.
Sound it out. A pawn. A pawn.
You're the only person in the world that says for A. It's you only.
I'm from Texas! We say
maybe
if I was from here,
maybe if I was
I would have known it was a pawn.
It's a pawn. No, see, what's really disappointing about mine is that I can't even figure out what word it was, so I can't learn how to spell it correctly. I had them use it in a sentence. I had them tell me like the Latin term.
See,
I had them tell
come
me
on,
every
Mitch.
The definition. I did not know what the heck they were saying.
We're called to learn from our mistakes so that we're not doomed to repeat it. That's probably why you misspell words so much, because you didn't think about the word that you misspelled.
I gave up spelling shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to see the video of the shunning of this poor kid. Or was it? I don't know, man. I'm 50-50. I get it.
He just, the way he said it was just so mean.
It was definitely less kind than Alex Trebek has been. However, apparently people have not watched a whole lot of Jeopardy who think that this was the first time Alex Trebek's been smug.
Every single time I watch Jeopardy, I get a little nervous because if I get a wrong answer, which is often, I feel so
shamed.
Just degrading me. I'm like,
I should
have known that was Pocahontas.
He's always been smug. I think it's because it's like a little 12-year-old boy who's like, but it was emancipation. Emanciptation.
But he
obviously said
the P wasn't supposed to be in there, but it was.
Yeah, which it was. Good job, Trebek.
Yeah, what do you know?
Trebek!
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Space, the final frontier.
Oh, yeah.
Space.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Oh, yeah. Group of volunteers are hoping to go where no man has gone before.
We talked about this
back in May.
Ago. Yeah,
back in May 2012, the Mars One colony mission was announced, aiming to send humans to Mars in 2023. Guess what?
And never return.
Yeah. It's happening, bruh.
Okay. They funded this.
They actually funded. Mars One CEO and co-founder Baz Lansdorp addressed a crowd of about 50 Mars One applicants, almost all male.
Of course.
In an auditorium at GW University. Apparently everybody was pretty excited. How many of you want to go to a one-way trip to Mars? He asked. Actually, they're scientist nerds. They all just raise their hand.
I do.
Yeah, that's pretty much, So.
Me. Excuse me, isn't that why we're here? Why would you ask us such an odd question?
Obviously, we would like to go.
Obviously, you have our application, so you know the answer is yes. Is this a trick question?
Because all scientists sound like that.
It's like that.
The colonists will be sending groups of four. The first group's going to have two men, two women, hailing from four different continents, so, you know, that they can communicate with each other.
Obviously.
Be good.
Yeah.
But here's the crazy thing. They're all hailing from different continents. One is, I think a couple of them actually are married. But this is for life.
Yeah, well, it's probably better if they're married.
Three men, one woman, they were on hand to answer questions about their decision to apply: a married doctor, a married physics student, a hotel manager, and a graduate student in applied intelligence. I'd be bummed if I was the hotel manager, like, so what do you do? Physicist, doctor, I save people's lives every day. Yeah, I'm a graduate student in applied intelligence.
Yeah, you know that Super 8 off of the freeway? No, yeah.
I manage it.
Oh, assistant manager, but hoping to get up to manager before I go to Mars.
Practically a manager. You know the assistant manager does all the work.
Exactly. So, you know, just so qualified.
Static!
What's up, dude?
Shane!
Here's what I can't get, dude. So, I'm just listening to this and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, so, So they sit down and they prove to me how smart they are, right?
Right, right.
They show me your list of accolades of why you're qualified to go on a one-way trip to Mars.
Mars?
Because they wanted to succeed.
Yeah.
Dude, I just don't get it.
What?
I'm just going to say, I like to be a positive guy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to support people.
You're on Mars.
I'm like, dude, and then what? Wow. You're on
right.
Mars. And all I want to do is go home.
Right. This is the, you know? Yeah. This so, is a, the tricky, like the tough thing for me is seeing that two of them are married and they're like, all right, honey. I mean, babe, you know my life dream was to go to Mars, right?
Right?
I'll miss
you
guys.
I just don't get that. Like, that was the one thing you wanted to, that was your legacy? Like, I mean, you couldn't really think to, I don't know. Dude.
Okay,
you know,
Aaron Hamm. Aaron Hamm, he's the hotel manager we were talking about.
Yep.
Here's his quote. It's literally something that I've wanted forever. End quote.
End quote.
I don't believe that.
I'm not even being funny.
How do you not believe that? I believe that.
He's a hotel manager. Who doesn't want to go to Mars forever when you're a hotel manager?
I can say this because I was a video game store manager.
Wouldn't want to be like, I think I want to be the GM of sales. No.
No, I want to go to Mars forever.
I want to go to Mars.
You got to admit, though, it would be pretty rad to be like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I live on Mars.
On Mars?
Yeah, I would.
I got to be honest with you, dude. And so here's the thing. If you could go to Mars, and then you could return from Mars.
But here's the thing, buddy.
It would be a cool thing.
Here's the thing.
To get there.
And here's the trick. You've got to colonize Mars before that you can build a spaceport to where you can travel back and forth. So they're pioneering the future of space travel.
Dude, and you know, man. And so here's me being positive. More power to them, dude.
Right? Yeah, the graduate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. And here's the thing. So I try to get my kids and my family out of the house to go grocery shopping,
right.
And it never works out, right? That's just going up the street to the grocery store. It's like, right. Oh, my God, I forgot I had to get gas. Oh, my, okay, so now I'm getting gas. But, you know, man, I left my wallet at the house. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I'm heading back. I cannot begin to fathom the depths of the problems that they're gonna incur, you know. On this voyage to Mars.
Dude, it's Mars. Yeah, it's Mars.
Hey, you know what, though? At least we've got something to talk about, and it is interesting. It is interesting in that.
Boom. There you go, buddy.
Man, love you guys.
Love you too, Shane.
Have a great day.
All right.
Shane.
So anyways.
Okay.
Mars.
How are they going to eat?
Joseph Sweeney, the graduate student who founded the Aspiring Martian Group on Facebook, said, "You're kind of born knowing you want to travel." Dude wants to travel.
Apparently he is all about traveling.
Pretty far. Pretty far.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah, they want to go to space. They're the first four. The company estimates that getting the first crew to Mars, just take a wild guess how much it's going to cost to get the first four people to Mars.
Millions of dollars. $2 million.
It's going to be funded primarily through a reality TV program about the Red Planet's first colonists because, you know, that's what we want is another reality TV
obviously,
show.
Obviously, yeah.
However, I would watch that if it was real.
Me too.
Mars, dude. Come on.
My life on Mars.
Come on. How much?
It's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
$980 million. No way.
More.
No.
Yep.
$1.5 billion.
More.
$2.3
billion. More.
$5
billion. More.
Oh, my gosh.
$8
billion.
No, dude, less. $8 billion? What are you, crazy? That's a lot of money. $8 billion, dummy.
No, okay, I'm
just kidding.
$6
billion.
Whoa. Wow. Because we have that money. Wait, is it here in the Americas?
$6 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Chump change when considering you're sending four people to Mars permanently so we can watch a reality TV show about them. Somehow, okay. I have no idea.
Something really depressing is that what if they don't make it to Mars?
I don't know.
Like, there have been missions that didn't make it out of this Earth.
Truth. Yeah, Lansdorp, dude in charge, says, quote, "Permanent settlement is so different from what people are used to. We're not going to Mars to die. We're going to Mars to live."
Oh.
End quote.
That's really what he said. Wait, and then everybody got like that? Amped, the dude that's funding it that's not going.
Okay.
The dude that was like, yeah, are you with me?
And the hotel assistant manager was like, I've literally wanted to go to Mars for like ever.
Yeah. I mean, who didn't want to go to Mars when you were 7 years old?
I did.
Here's the thing. As much as I'm joking about it, come on. You're going to be one of the first humans on Mars.
True, if you make it.
Static.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the new reality TV show, Real World Mars.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a hotel manager.
Yes.
So I was just going to comment that of all the people that are going, it's probably the guy with the only one with social skills.
So,
that conflict arise, that's the guy who's actually going to kind of calm things down, mediate, you know, make sure that everybody gets there alive.
Amazing. Thank you for the call. Hotel manager with really crazy cell phone reception.
Yeah, I was like, wow. I can
that was hear fun. I could hear me.
Maybe we were on speakerphone.
Dude, he's got a point, though. Think about that.
He's the only one with social skills.
My buddy works for a hotel on Wall Street in New York.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And the stories he tells me, like, whether it's demands from really crazy people or just the demands day in and day out of, you know, trying to accommodate whoever.
Yeah.
That dude's got some serious life skills.
Oh, I'm sure.
That made a lot of sense, actually. So now it's like, yep. That's the one dude who's probably going to make it out there.
I remember when I worked in the public, because I don't
in
know.
In the public?
Well, right now I don't.
I remember when I worked in the public.
Okay.
Here's
what happened. So I used to, you know, you pretty much, things happen, and you're like, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. And you kind of get used to it. But when I went on this mission trip, I got subjected to the real world.
Right.
Not the show, but the real world. And I was like, oh, junk, I forgot all my social skills while I was in that cave. So here I am forgetting all my social skills again.
Yeah.
I would not do well on the trip to Mars.
The good news is it's going to take you forever to get to Mars, and so you'll have plenty of time to get to know the three other people you're sharing an entire planet with.
Right.
So.
But you can't like go walking around. That's depressing.
What's crazy is they're going to send four at a time, then they're going to try and send four more, they're going to try and send four more till they, you know, finally have like a whole colony there. But it takes so long that I feel like by the time the second group gets there, it's going to be one of those creepy, like, it's going to be like the others on Lost. There's going to be like two divided areas where it's like, we're the first Reds, and then like you're the second whatever.
BT,
you know?
Dubs, if you're watching Lost, tune out now. So
I'm not going to ruin anything.
It's just like you're afraid of them, but you don't know why.
Yeah, you don't know why.
Who
you don't
are
know
the
why.
Others?
Right. You've been there for years by yourself on a planet, and then all of a sudden somebody just shows up. No. Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of great stuff. Mateo from House of Heroes was kind enough to set this all up before he split for tour and
leave us. Such a nice guy.
So we got some good stuff all picked out by that dude. That's coming up. I was trying to find...
What are you looking for?
The jam of jams, but I can't find
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
No.
Throw your hands if you...
No. Nope. Definitely not it. When Teo was here, oh yeah, and two, and three, and one, and two, we were rocking some crazy calisthenical, it's called T-Focus 25, Sean T,
That's
yeah,
right.
Creator of insanity and hip-hop abs.
What?
I wish I was joking.
Okay.
That's real. The same dude, and he was like, yeah, check it out, and one, and two, and we were doing these crazy workout things. I'm not the most workoutable dude in the universe.
I only work out if it's like a dance video.
Like, I don't like it. Well, this is kind of like that. I feel like I was learning some moves. There's some crazy like cross steps you had to do. You had to like cross your arms. Yeah.
Whoa. And slow it was motion. Like, slow motion. I need to know what he just did.
It was
with his
like
feet.
It was like they cross.
But it's
like
not
that. Rawr, except you're hopping. Rawr, like that. It was yeah, some crazy like, and the music's going like fast, and you're like. All right, we got this. I hated it.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
Because I don't normally have that. Well, Mateo was here, and so he was just like, you can do it, buddy.
You can borrow
we
some
got
of
this.
Mine.
You can do it, man. We got it. We gonna do this.
You can borrow my video.
Mm-hmm.
I have a So You Think You Can Dance Get Fit video.
Stop it right now.
I will let you borrow it if you promise to
I can't learn a new routine. It takes too long. It took me 3 weeks to finally get
They're
the rhythms.
Dances. Yeah. Dancing with Twitch.
Yeah.
So
that's
fun.
What I was doing, basically.
Anyway.
Can I borrow that for reals?
Yeah, you want to borrow it?
Yeah,
I have
totally.
Two of them. Would you like to borrow both of them?
Yeah, here's the problem, right, cool. though. I'm going to need multiple people to help me work out because I had Teo who was like, yeah, man, hey, you got this. Because I'd be like, ah! Like, frustrated. Woo! And he'd be like, no, just keep going. And he was a super motivator, awesome friend. Mm-hmm. It's like accountability and working out. It worked. It was great. Now, a new app is coming out. And I don't know how to feel about this because it's for those who were wanting to lose a few pounds and would like to get screamed at.
Okay.
A new Japanese app is going to provide a super helpful service right on your mobile device. The app, which is going to be released later this month, is based on a weight loss app for men called Ninshua.
Ninshua.
In the original version, pretty anime girls...
No.
Support users. Oh, so good. You do so good.
That
They're like
very
yelling
good.
Positive things at people, offering words of encouragement and compliments. Oh, that was the worst. Those were the worst voices ever. Oh, yeah. You do so good. We don't know if they had accents, but they were anime and it's from Japan.
They probably spoke their own language,
right,
actually.
Right. So,
Domo.
Ninshua for girls. Apparently takes a different approach. The female version of the app, which is coming out later, focuses on ab works out and arm toning. It's got attractive looking men in it insulting you for not completing it.
Okay.
If you don't do a good job, they just yell at you. Say, I don't. Is this how it works with motivation? It's like, dudes, let's get some pretty animated looking people.
Some eye candy.
Let's have them give you compliments like, oh, you're doing great. Look at those abs. And then for the ladies, it's like, oh, no. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're like yelling at you with like samurai swords telling you how you're not doing it right. I don't understand. Is that how it works? How are you motivated?
Actually?
Yeah.
If I'm encouraged, if someone's trying to motivate me by encouraging me, I am immediately unmotivated.
What?
That's just how I've always been. Do not tell me I'm doing a good job because I don't want to continue. Like I'm
because you feel
I'm
like you've completed it already.
Well,
no,
I get self-conscious. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let them down so crazy right
wow.
now because I don't want them to get their hopes up. This is going to be a consistent thing.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. This new app releasing later this month for the females. Some discouragement. Some yelling at you when you don't complete something versus the men's version where it's pretty ladies offering words of encouragement and compliments.
And I posted a photo, and I imagine this guy is just looking at her saying,
You're doing a great job.
No. He's saying, that's the worst sit-up I've ever seen.
Oh, right. He's smiling.
He's
got to be condescending. Really? That's your best?
Really?
Come on. You could do better than that.
You paid for this.
Push it, Barbara! Push it! I wonder if you could like get your name like entered into the app. So
push
like-
it, Barbara!
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. What motivates you? Is this really a good motivator for the ladies? A dude yelling at you, telling you you're not doing a good job? And for the men, pretty anime girls telling you you're doing a fantastic job?
And I would also need someone by my side who didn't care what I thought.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what? Get up. We're actually working out. And I'd be like, no, I don't want to.
Positive reinforcement versus forcing you to do something.
Yeah.
What motivates you? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Steve-O and Mitch. 9:30.
It's already 9:30.
I know this day is flying by.
Totally.
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got a great day ahead of us.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
I will be too.
Yeah?
Adding all the new jams.
Oh, then you can. Then you, oh,
from New Music Tuesday.
Hang out with me.
Why?
Because I'll be hanging out with everyone here.
Yeah.
And you'll be in a different
I'll be
room.
In the background. I can yell from behind.
Yeah.
Hey! I'm still in here! That's right. Coming up 10 to 2.
Me.
You.
I'll be here.
Kicking it.
Just chilling.
What are you talking about today?
Things.
We talked about some good stuff this morning. I know that will be revisited this afternoon. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in now on the conversation. A new weight loss app uses attractive-looking people to discourage you?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a Japanese app. It's called...
Shushima.
Ninshua.
Oh, okay. Ninshua.
Yeah. The app was released already for men, and it had pretty anime ladies supporting users, offering words of encouragement, compliments, trying to help them, motivate them to get through. Just keep pushing. You got this. You got it. Five more. Yeah, doing a great job. Well, Ninshua for girls takes a wholly different approach in that the female version of the app focuses on ab works out, arm toning, and goes for insults over compliments if you're not doing a good job, which I don't know how the app would figure that one out. But.
Okay, but I have a question.
Okay.
Is it in English or Japanese?
You got me. I have no idea. Doesn't say. A new Japanese app could be in English. It's in English.
It's in English?
Yes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's worth getting just so you can get yelled at in English.
In English?
Paul in Houston says, personal goals motivate me. Surviving my next triathlon motivates me. Knowing that there's some young punk salivating at the chance to replace me as Hugh Jackman's body double motivates me. Okay, maybe not the last one, but he's, you know, he's doing a good job. Oh, Paul in Houston, I love you, bro. What motivates you? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
When I hear something about surviving triathlons,
yeah,
all I think is, man, I have to do a triathlon? Wait, no, I don't.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to do.
Therefore, I am sitting on this couch with some Cheesy Puffs.
I am a grown-up, and I will act like a grown-up and sit on this couch and watch Adventure Time.
That's right. Do what I want.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Good motivator, bad motivator. What motivates you? Getting yelled at or getting compliments? What do we got?
Michael says, it all depends on the source. An app wouldn't work. Somebody that cares for me would. I also wouldn't mind the occasional, I bet you can't.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you. Mateo, when he was here, oh, it got a little difficult with our, I'm just going to call it calisthenics. Chaunty. Something focus workout. I don't remember what it was.
You know, I was my own workout partner for a while.
Yeah.
Back in high school. I actually
probably didn't work out.
No, I did.
Really?
In high school, I was fit. I had like a 9-pack.
Nice.
Like a
nine? That doesn't make any sense. There's just one
in the middle.
In the middle up top.
It was really,
really odd. You should probably go to a doctor and have somebody look at that because that's not supposed to happen.
No. It was normal.
Oh, okay.
The only people who work out a lot get
it. You had three rows of three. Boom, boom, boom. What?
I was like a teenager.
9-pack.
TMNT right there.
There you go.
So, yeah, I had a 9-pack.
That's pretty good.
But here's the thing. I would actually shout discouraging things to myself. Call myself a pansy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just random things.
And it worked?
Yeah.
Come on, you pansy.
No, wait,
why would you say that to you? Why would I say that to me?
I'd be doing leg lifts. I'd be like, don't do it. Don't you dare drop those legs. Don't drop them.
Oh, man.
Come on, why not? Why can't you do 5 more sit-ups? Why not?
Because I don't want to.
I don't care.
Then you have to go see another doctor about schizophrenia because you're your own
workout partner is not very nice.
Wow. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What motivates you? Teo, he was a great motivator.
Yeah.
He was like super positive.
Yeah, I came back and you were eating salads for lunch?
Just saying.
You were, what the heck? Like,
it got Chrissy pretty irritated as well.
Yeah, because she's probably been trying to get you to eat
for
healthy.
For a very long time.
And work out. Well, not like super workout, but you know, be healthy.
Just be healthy. Yeah. So here I am being healthy now.
She feels my pain.
She really does.
Because I'm like, hey, let's get this done. And you're like, yeah, okay. Bleh. And then Matt comes by. Hey, let's get this done. Okay.
Yeah, buddy. Let's do it.
This is awesome.
We're going to conquer the world.
I walked in and just cried at how much stuff had gotten done when I was gone.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Matt, come back.
You got a lot to live up to,
Mateo,
being back here.
Back.
So, new weight loss app uses attractive people to verbally abuse you. Good idea, bad idea. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Don't forget, coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, this lady right here.
Here I am.
You missed some good stuff this morning, which I know we'll talk about later in the day. And by we, I mean you.
Oh, okay.
The guy that stole the iPhone.
Dude. I'm going to expound upon that.
Photos. You don't want to miss out on that story. It's going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That's coming up a little later in your day with this lady right here.
He's talking about me.
I am.
Okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
What was that?
Dora the Explorer.
Woo! Yes.
Yes.
Una canción fantástica.
Oh. I don't even know what you said.
Oh, remember when I was in Mexico and I found the map?
Yeah.
You told me.
That's pretty great.
I want you to find
And you
map.
Sent me a photo and it looked like the map.
And it was a complete accident. I'm just walking around cleaning the church and I was like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Everyone stop. There's Wi-Fi here.
Yeah.
Take a picture, send.
Yeah. And I stared at it for a little while and I'm like, wait, what is that? I don't understand.
And I was like, no! I don't get it.
It's a rolled up piece of parchment. Like, I found it! Okay.
Cool.
It's found.
I'm so proud of you.
It's like a, I don't understand.
And then when I got that text message, what? Tears.
I was looking all around the photo like, you found it? There's a water bottle with a weird rolled up like scroll thing.
Tears.
There's, what else is in the
of
room?
Of sadness.
There's those like felt Jesus things for kids' church. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You found it. I totally forgotten my joke.
The map.
Good job, archaeologist.
Yeah.
You found the map.
I found it.
So that was pretty fantastic on your adventures in Mexico.
Yes.
Speaking of your adventures, coming up later today, I know you've got plenty of adventures to send
people
on.
Yes, I have a story of how a guy, find out how a 94-year-old man stays unbreakable.
Dude, this is pretty much the raddest story in the universe. You have to keep listening through middays with this lady right here.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Letting you know how to stay unbreakable.
It's pretty great because Unbreakable is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how it is to attain unbreakability. This 94-year-old man, I believe he's discovered it.
He's attained.
Just rad.
He has attained.
We'll talk about that later today. If you miss any part of the morning show, mystaticradio.com/morning. Seriously, don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to Static. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'm out. The lovely Mitch up next.
Here I am.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.